You're listening to the Incomparables Total Party Kill podcast, in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons on the internet for your amusement. This is episode number 445, recorded August 2022, posted April 2024. Auburn, or Blauburn.
Welcome back to Total Party Kill. It's me, Tony Sindelar, your Dungeon Master. I use he, him pronouns. Today we are continuing our Candlekeep mystery, The Price of Beauty. Our adventurers have traveled through a book, as one does, in search of a missing librarian and have stumbled across a remote spa where all is not what it seems. Let's meet our players and then we will dive into the mystery that they are uncovering vis-a-vis this spa. First up, it's Aline Sims. Welcome back, Aline.
Hello, I am playing Jasper, the Tabaxi monk, and both of us use she, her pronouns.
Next up, it's James Thompson.
Hello, I am playing Nyasa Nightweaver, who is a high elf rogue ex-assassin and would like to have a family spa business with my sister.
Also joining us, Annette Weirstra.
I am playing Valenthe, who is that sister, and I am a druid elf, she, her, and who knows what Nyasa and I are going to get up to.
Following Annette, it's Monty Ashley. Hi, Monty.
Hi, Tony. I'm Monty Ashley. I am a human D&D player, he, him, and I am playing Townley Mountain Taker, who is a human warlock, also he, him.
Thank you, Monty. And last but certainly not least, Micah Sargent.
Oh, hey, I play Ajguri Lonewalker Makota Tahani, better known as Lonewalker, a Goliath paladin. He and I both, both of our pronouns are he, him.
All right, adventurers, you have spent, it's less than a day, but a good number of hours at the Temple of the Restful Lily, where you have learned a variety of strange things. You have conversed with several of the owners of the spa slash temple, two out of three of them you've found. They go by the name of Azirsa and Morgana, and I believe you've heard mention of a third sister, these three elven sisters that run this spa. But you have learned other things. You talk to basically a water spirit that runs the springs in the spa, who indicated that these are not the original owners of the spa. You've interacted a little bit with Saith, who's the kind of spa attendant who works for the sisters. I believe Jasper had a strange conversation with a repair kobold, that is a kobold that repairs things, not someone that repairs kobolds, who seemed to kind of try and warn you about some of the things in the spa. There's a variety of seemingly wordless acolyte spa attendants wandering around. You've conversed with a variety of customers, and Lone Walker snuck off and found behind the spa an abandoned and in fact sealed up shrine where you met in the basement a creature that at one point had owned and operated the spa, but seemed to have been kind of trapped here. One Silvari, who was in a form that was not her original form. So I believe you've collected that information. You've had kind of a secret meeting off in the spa baths, and your plan is to kind of go for a walk, suit up so that you're not just walking around in fluffy bathrobes, and then do things. Yes, that is their plan. They will go for it.
I gave somebody a thing.
And then they
thing.
Will do things. Yes.
I gave somebody a wand, I think.
A wand of war casting?
A wand of the war mage, which looks like a hand mirror. You gave it to me.
Townley. Excellent. Townley has it. So I'm prepared to say that you have, you have kind of casually stepped away from the spa for a quiet, relaxing, meditative walk in the woods. And, if you want, you're all geared up. I don't know if anyone has taken any damage because so far you've been in a spa, relatively damage-free situation. And I think, it is late in the day. I forget, did you book rooms in the spa or no?
I don't think we had the money.
Yeah. I just want to say of note, if at any time an enemy shows up with two spooky swords, then Tony is a cheating cheater. So just making that note there, as I do have those two spooky swords. That's all. Tony has left because I called him a cheating cheater. Oh no, I take it back, Tony. You follow all the rules.
That's right. I believe you threw those into the woods and then you went and got them because you didn't like the idea of them leaving, sitting in the woods. Is that what you
did?
That
is correct, yes.
Yes. So you saw Lone Walker on a previous meditative excursion, broke into the staff tower, rummaged through a wardrobe, found a weird set of armor and two swords inscribed with... I forget what language they were in, but runes, and decided like these aren't good, and took them with you.
So. And can I address something
in, like,
too?
Draconic or
I could read I'm those sure if were... you need them read.
This part's not a funny haha. This is so I did get some feedback where somebody was kind of curious how a paladin and a Goliath would be willing to break into a room. And part of Lone Walker's story is that he was sent away from his tribe because he was unique amongst the group to be able to spread like knowledge and culture of Goliaths. Mm-hmm. And that is because he did not behave like all of the other
He's read some knowledge right through that window.
he is more of a neutral good than a lawful good, despite being a paladin, is what I'm
saying. I'm going to be honest. I ran an adventure that recently concluded and went all the way up to level 20. The adventurers continually insisted that they were, you know, neutral good while doing some of the most chaotic evil things ever. And it has really just completely skewed my whole, like... you know, compass on morality. So thanks, Dan and Kat. You know what you did.
Okay, those are all of the clarifications I wanted.
Lone Walker, yeah. Did you say there was runes on those swords? Do you need them read?
I do believe there are. And he pulls one out and sort of shows it, holds it out in front. Well, first he looks around to make sure nobody's watching other than our friend in the little dip. Mm-hmm. And then holds it out.
Yes, they are they are scribed with infernal glyphs.
I have eyes of the something rune keeper. Mm-hmm. I think
so. You don't care. Magic you read eyes. Everything.
Yes, I do.
Townley, looking at these, basically the glyphs are some of them are kind of decorative, but they are imbuing these swords kind of with you know, with magic and power. They're not anything super special, but of course they make it real clear where these short swords originated, not from this plane, but probably from one of the hells. I think these are basically the equivalent of, you know, Made in Avernus stamped right on these swords.
I do plan to destroy them.
That might be a good idea. These runes are in Infernal. Which is that font that heavy metal bands use, that really spiky, hard-to-read font.
Almost every letter has an umlaut on it, which seems unhelpful.
Perplexing.
So.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we had also heard that we needed to destroy some paintings.
Are you just saying that because you hate paintings?
No.
Yes.
There was the contracts with the that had been made, and I think there was a painting for each one or something which needed to be...
It was like
be...
the reverse Dorian Gray thing, wasn't it?
So they needed to be destroyed with some kind of magical blade or something, which I have some.
Yes, you do know that the new owners of the spa have been offering this special service where they can give you enhanced abilities, I believe for 1 year in return for a boon, and it involves a painting of you. But it seems like things don't work out great. Let me say, everyone you've met who had that painting done seems not happy with the results. In terms of, many of them seem to be in servitude to the owners of the spa.
I mean, I'm not like ruling it out completely yet, but it does sound a bit like a negative.
She is ruling it out completely.
So shall we say that you've gone for your walk, you've suited up, perhaps taken a leisurely stroll until it's maybe just a little after nightfall, and headed back in the direction of the spa.
I do hope we're all wearing fluffy robes over our armor. just so.
Yeah, obviously.
Have those fluffy robes. I don't know if they may not like close. They may not really fit, but you know.
Do we get any AC modifier for a fluffy robe?
You get disadvantage on stealth checks because you're wearing something that's bright white.
Okay, maybe the fluffy robes are not.
As you return to the spa after dark, it looks like basically the spa is kind of shut for business. There are some lanterns lit. It looks very chill, but it's clearly they're going for kind of a low light. They are not presumably accepting customers at this stage of things. I don't know if you plan to go to the main spa proper or straight to one of the buildings behind the spa.
I think we should check, well, the one place I haven't looked. I can show you where that is.
So you're going to head over to the staff tower?
I think, but I didn't hear anyone say yes except for Aline. So.
Yeah, no,
that seems sensible.
Sounds great. Let's go.
All right.
Cool. I think
so. Behind the spa is a short, probably like 3-story tower with a peaked roof. Lone Walker has explored part of it. You notice that there are two kind of dramatic looking gargoyles standing over the only door entrance to the tower. There are a bunch of kind of stained glass windows around the perimeter. I think all the windows are too small to allow you'd have to break the stained glass first, and then I think you really need to. I think Lone Walker, you got in and out by teleporting, correct?
Yes, but I've got a cute, sweet rapport with the person inside.
All right, so you head. So the five of you are just kind of strolling down the path from the spa to the tower. No attempting at stealth or. I always like to use the P word, especially here. Plan.
I think I'm suspicious of the gargoyles for a start, but
we could spend an hour making a plan and then ignore it, or we could just go.
What?
Why don't we
go with Monty's on Total Party Kill? It's a very different experience.
Why don't we approach the tower from the rear and see if we can glean?
Yeah, we could take the same path that I took.
It's a very small tower. It takes you about 5 minutes to walk around the perimeter of it if you want to.
Yeah,
but there might be windows.
Yeah, I'm just scouting the tower. Does not take you any time. Done.
But I was able to talk to the person that main room and walk away from that building back down the path. So I don't see why that would make any difference. Like us going here now should not make a difference.
It's after. Because it's just ours.
Wasn't there a question specifically about the gargoyles as you left last time?
Oh, was there? Did you ask me to roll something?
I don't know.
I think he did. But I think it was only about where the swords were.
Well, you know.
What? I'm going to knock. Lone Walker's going to knock. He's developed a rapport with the person in the front room, and he's going to knock.
Define rapport.
You will see it defined live.
All right. You knock. You hear the sound, perhaps in the quiet still of the night, of a door inside the tower opening. Footsteps. Clonk, 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 clonk. And a familiar voice, perhaps not the voice you were expecting, Lone Walker, but a heavily goblin-accented voice calls out to you. Yes, I am sorry. We are closed. It is after dark. Are you needing something? It is I, Sid.
Ah, yes. Where are we meant to rest after hours?
Oh, I am... Did you reserve a room?
You did not tell us we needed to reserve a room. I thought it was included with the cost of our entry.
Oh. Give me a quick bluff check, Lone Walker.
Is he bluffing? Has he ever been to a spa before? Maybe this is genuine.
This is true.
I think that say specifically...
How about you give me, Tony Sindelar, an insight check?
I think it is going to be an easy bluff check because it seems plausible, but I believe Safe did offer you rates on room.
This is going to escalate until we're asking to see the manager, and then we're going to kill the manager.
That, unfortunately, is a 7.
Seven. You know what? I'm going to give you advantage because Seth seems confused by this. Roll again. Please roll higher. All right. Well, Safe is like, I do not know who you think you are fooling. We discussed the rooms for day entry versus overnight guests when you checked in, Mr. Lone Walker. If you would like to reserve a room, I can meet you over at the front desk and we could make arrangements. But this is all highly irregular.
I am so sorry for your discomfort. I, well, expected that at a spa, the comfort of the paying customers would be of utmost concern.
The customer's always right. Tell them the customers are always right. They
I have been told that the customer is always right.
Yes, yes. Here, and you hear the sound of clicking of multiple locks and a sturdy bar being pulled back. And Safe
As that's happening, as he hears the locks clicking, he turns to his group and does this wave, kind of like, get to the side of the tower so that you are not there, as Lone Walker now plans right. to go doodle-doodle at the front desk while they hopefully get
right.
inside.
You all scamper around the side of the tower slash hide in I imagine just four perfectly sized bushes like, or shrubs, each for your different, you know, each appropriately sized for your heights. Safe opens the door and holds it open. He whistles and a dog kind of lopes down the stairs and joins him. And he says, yes, we will get this taken care of right away. He has conspicuously, Lone Walker, a staff key on a chain around his neck that you had not seen before. He goes to close and lock the door behind him as he and his hound cross the threshold of the door.
I roll a 14 on animal handling as I bend down and pet the puppy and say...
The puppy snaps at you, Lone Walker, and says, he is not very friendly. Pardon.
No. Lone Walker casts speak with animals.
Okay.
And so now he can speak with animals, and we're walking. He says to the dog, "I am sorry to have presumed I could pet you. Is everything okay?" Tony furiously looks through the book. Is the dog? What does the dog do if it's still the dog? Is it laying an egg?
The dog kind of speaks back to you in a guttural voice that I guess you can understand with speak with animals, and says, and snaps at you and says, "You will rot in the pit of the five hells. This is where you belong."
Okay.
This is where he belongs.
That is where you belong.
Lone Walker sort of takes that into account, but keeps a stony face as he continues to walk.
As far as Saints saw, he just saw Lone Walker go bark, 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 and the dog went bark, bark, bark. Saints is like, dogs.
Dogs, who knew? What do you do?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're walking, I guess, back to the...
We're walking. Safe leads you down the path across the way into the back door of the spa. It is all dark. Everything is kind of turned down for the night. There's no... You don't see any other staff attendants anywhere. I guess he says, wait right here. And he and the dog disappear into the spa, and he comes back with his price book and his rooms, a list of things. And actually, I don't know. Fine. He'll walk you over to the main desk. I don't know how to run a spa, people. Stop making me do business decisions in here. This is mediocre customer service. Say says, is it just you or some of your friends who will be returning from a walk in a bit?
How do I roll to cut away from this scene?
You can do that right now.
Yay!
You just say, "Tony, what's happening over there?"
Thank God I have a time to think about this a little longer. Tony, what's happening over there?
Oh, like they don't need time to think about it? Meanwhile, behind
we
four...
don't. We know what we're going to do.
Yeah, I have a plan. Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, back over by the tower, there are four heroes stepping out from behind their four evenly spaced shrubs. They stand outside a locked tower, ready to initiate a plan.
Return to Nyasa.
Yes. I will attempt to unlock the door. That seems like a thing that I can do. What am I rolling for that?
Why don't you start out by rolling sleight of hand to see how that works?
Well, let's try that. Sleight of hand, 18.
All right. Yeah, it's a, you know, it's a sturdy door, well-built lock, but you are able to, with a little bit of time, pick the lock to the front door of the tower.
I am going to stealthily open said door and have a peek in.
Okay. This is a room that I believe Lone Walker has seen, but none of the rest of you have seen. This is the foyer or vestibule or entryway of the tower. There is
atrium.
I think it doesn't have nearly enough windows or glass to be an atrium, but, you know, we can work on it. Features of this room. There's a central spiral staircase that presumably leads to the upper levels of the tower. It does not look like it goes down. And there are doors. This little room, so the tower is circular, and the rooms are kind of shaped like pizza slices. So this room is like a quarter of the tower, the first floor of the tower. And so there is a door on the wall to the east and a door on the wall to the west. Lone Walker might have mentioned that somebody's sleeping quarters are off to the east, and it is not known what is off to the west.
I would vote that we try and stealth our way up the tower, destroy whatever we can at the top of the tower, then come down.
Sounds good. Let's get inside.
Sure, let's do it.
So, on the second floor of the tower, the tower stairs continue up, but you arrive in this room. This room looks to be like a kitchen. It does not smell great, even as you're halfway up the stairs. At the top of the stairs, you pop out into this kind of strange kitchen. There's several tables covered with basically stacks of filthy plates and leftovers and things that look like a large meal was cooked and then perhaps consumed or I guess that's what you do with it. So there's really not another word I could put in here. It looks like somebody prepared a meal and then that meal was eaten. There's not really any leftovers. Two, again, D&D classic room description, the things that would catch your eye way down at the bottom of the paragraph. The things that would immediately catch your eye in this room is that there is a statue of a winged elf sitting in the corner of this kitchen, as one does, basically a kind of gargoyle. It looks similar in visual design to the gargoyles on the front of the tower. Its face is carved in kind of a creepy open mouth smile. And then there is an elderly dwarf standing by a set of wash bins stacked with filthy plates and pots and pans, diligently scrubbing away. He looks tired and old and frail and unwell.
What color are his eyes?
His eyes, as he turns to look at you with a look of confusion, he looks deep into your eyes, Townley, with auburn eyes.
Sorry, definitely. Could you repeat that? Because you did cut out, and I'm not sure if you said blobburn or auburn.
I definitely said auburn. Auburn eyes. Auburn. Good.
When he looks into my eyes, he sees all of the cosmos.
The dwarf mutters back, all of the cosmos. Meanwhile, back at the front desk. meanwhile, back at the front desk, Lone Walker and Safe are haggling. I don't know.
He is
showing you the price list, and it is. It's really just a question of, you know, let's see, 4 gold pieces to book a room overnight, and I think Safe is trying to upsell you on multiple rooms for your friends. One room for gold pieces. Perhaps I give you a discount. 2 rooms, 8 gold pieces. 3 rooms, 11 gold pieces.
He's doing the math on his hands a little bit.
It is it is good after a walk, after a dip in the spa. You know, you do not want to be stacked up on top of each other like so much cordwood. You like to spread out. I'm thinking 3 rooms, good fit for you, good fit for your wallet.
Lone Walker, who typically when talking to smaller folks, does a bit to make himself smaller and not kind of frightening. He does sort of move out his arms and stand tall as he looks down on Seth.
Mm-hmm.
And I will roll for intimidation just to be sure, mm-hmm. but he says, We will have two rooms, and I will pay 7 gold.
Saith kind of stumbles backward a little and says, yes, here, 2 keys for your 2 rooms, and you are honored guests, and we are proud to offer you such a discount. Here are your keys. Let us speak no more of this. Bonne nuit.
I need just one more question.
Yeah.
Can you show me to my room?
Okay. Saith leads you across the quiet, dimly lit lounge, down the hallways that I believe somebody had explored before, possibly Jasper, and shows you into these two side-by-side rooms here, over here on the map, Lone Walker. Saith is very proud to show you. Oh, sorry, keep going east. Those are just the massage rooms.
Oh.
These rooms over here.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
There we go.
And Saith is proud to show you. This is our finest room, and this other room is, how you say, next to it.
And what can we expect in terms of amenities? Is this a chalk on the pillow sort of, I don't know what's in Fantasyland. I don't know if they have chocolate here. Is this an apple on the pillow sort of place?
I will get you apples, and you already have the pillows, but I will find some pomme de terre. What do you like?
We.
Very good. Saith looks eager to leave.
Are you getting the apple now?
Yeah. If that is to your liking.
One perhaps, more question before you go.
We make sure your friends not get lost and find their way here. It's not good to be walking around the woods at night.
He bends down.
Stumble. Oh.
Saith, I have a secret for you.
Oh, ooh la la.
Oh dear, this is
Monsieur.
Lone Walker blushes. No, I'm just kidding. Lone Walker says, one need not be next to a friend in order to let them know where they need to go. You needn't worry about my friends. They will be here shortly. What's important is this. I once visited, on my journeys, a location where they touted a future with what they called innovations. And one of those innovations was a freshness of the breath brought on by a tincture that you ran around in your mouth by doing this. And you see Lone Walker's cheeks puff out and go down as he's making swishing movements. And he asks Saith, would you, at this allegedly wondrous spa, have an innovation of that sort? I think it would really make this stay everything it needs to be.
May we? I will find that and the apples. This may be taking me a bit of time, but I assure you, I will get to work on these things.
That is all I ask for. I will see you shortly. The knock is, and he knocks, 1, 2, pause, 1, 2, quickly. And then Lone Walker just sits down on the bed.
All right. Saith and his hound head down the hallway. I think they head, you probably, Lone Walker would know, he's heading across there's a storage room across from the lounge here where he's going to spend some time trying to find the thing that you need. I think you have successfully distracted him for a significant amount of time.
I'm just going to go after my friends.
All right. Let me just ask you a question for comedic purposes.
Okay.
As you head down the hallway, you see a staff room. You see Saith in this little closet here as you pass through the lounge. He's got his back to you. He and the dog are in the closet, like looking through stuff. He's trying to find. He's muttering something in his accent under his breath about there are the tinctures. I am thinking they are here, and they are not.
Mon Dieu.
Do you want to do anything about that?
I don't want to hurt him.
Do you want to walk into the staff room closet?
Yes. He won't get killed in the ensuing battle.
Are you whispering this in my ear with your magical yes. teleport? Or
I'm just thinking we're going to need employees down the road. So.
If it's possible to lock someone in a staff closet.
Yeah. But you grab one of the chairs from the lounge and prop it under the door. I mean, it's not going to keep him there overnight, but it's going to—it's going to buy you some time. Saith, you hear the sound of the door rattling as you walk away, Lone Walker, and Saith calling, "I am claustrophobic. I am thinking this is not funny."
No, Tony, no.
That's like, entrapment.
Saith takes ongoing 10 psychic damage.
Hold on, I'm rolling an intelligence check to see if I heard that. Okay.
You do not with a 7.
Thank God. All right. Lone Walker's meeting up with his
pets. All right. Let me give the other group just a little bit of stuff
Please.
Your expeditions took a little bit of time. But meanwhile, back on the second floor of the tower, there is an elderly dwarf looking at you all with auburn eyes. He looks tired.
Are you Falthrax Loder?
I am. How did you know?
Well, we're here to rescue you.
Oh, you shouldn't have come. It's too dangerous. The sisters, they're just up above. They'll be here any second, I'm sure.
And well, let's go then.
He looks nervously. He points with a kind of ancient, weak arm at the gargoyle in the gargoyle statue in the corner of the kitchen.
That's a statue. Don't be dumb. Let's go. I grab his arm and try to lead him down the stairs.
He is manacled to the washbin by at his feet.
I would like to Eldritch Blast the manacles.
All right. Action. Roll me a quick Eldritch Blast.
I rolled a natural 20 for a total of 28.
You incinerate the manacles. Falthrax Loder is free to move around. But I think that did make some noise. And with that action, Nyasa, you have been arbitrarily placed on the map. Closer to this, you notice that the statue moves.
Oh, dear.
I'm going to suggest that you all roll initiative.
All right. It doesn't sound... there's nobody in this room but some dumb statue.
Yeah, I know. I mean, sometimes I as a dungeon master, I just, you know, it's... part of the ceremony, Monty. Lone Walker, I think I'm going to have you sit out a round or two of combat before you get there just because you were, like, across the spa.
That's fair. Yeah.
You can, that's totally you can roll initiative to be ready if you want.
Okay.
You were a good person to stall because you talk so slowly anyway.
The statue has rolled a relatively low initiative because it's a statue. But Lone Walker, or sorry, the order will be Nyasa, Valente, Jasper. Townley, what's your dexterity modifier?
0.
Roll me a quick d20.
4.
The statue will go before you, and then you at the end. Lone Walker will join us in a bit. So, Nyasa, you notice the statue of, and it's a strange kind of grimacing, smiling looking elf, but with big kind of like bat-like wings, and it kind of just barely rotates a little bit, perhaps in reaction to Townley, I want to say melting, but smiting, blasting the chains on Falthrax Loder.
It's so force damage, so it'll just blow it apart.
Yeah, so you're aware that the statue is not what it seems. Nyasa.
Well, I am looking at all the things that I can do, and I'm thinking, what works well against stone? Because I don't think we're going to have a conversation with this statue, because we just rolled initiative.
It could be one of those initiative-based conversations.
We all take turns, and we put our points across, and...
Mm-hmm. Roll diplomacy.
Okay, well, I don't know, psychic blades doing psychic-y damage doesn't seem like a thing for statues, but I'm just going to blast the thing with fire and see what happens.
Okay. How do you blast the thing with fire?
Because I have Firebolt. 16?
16 hits the statue square in the torso.
Excellent.
With a Firebolt.
And that is 2d10 damage.
All right, roll 2d10 damage.
7 and 7 plus 2, which is 16.
All right, 16 damage. The statue has a huge scorch mark.
Make that 14, because I don't have any plus on that.
The statue has a significant scorch mark on its torso. Valenthe, you are next, followed by Jasper.
I am going to, I'm going to start with my scimitar and just try good old bludgeoning to start to see how bludgeoning works on them.
Okay.
So I am close there. Move up next to it, and
you might need to knock like an entire table full of kitchen prep aside. But yeah, you close. With
I'm pretty good at that, but when I do that, I only roll an 11.
11 does not hit the statue. The statue kind of sidesteps, and you stumble a little bit on like some kitchen garbage on the floor.
It's like someone should have cleaned that up.
Yeah,
honestly,
Falthrax, Jasper.
All right, question about key points and having two attacks per action. So I have two up and fighting, so I can do like a short sword attack and a claws attack. I could also use a key point to make two unarmed strikes as a bonus action.
Mm-hmm.
After I take the attack action. So I could do four attacks per turn.
If you're spending a key point as a monk.
If I'm spending a key point. Okay.
And you do a finite number of key points, but yes.
Yes, yeah.
But as monks get to attack a lot. That's their thing.
Okay. I don't think I want to do that quite yet, but I just, that's a good thing to know. I'm looking at my damage stuff here. All right. I am going to kind of step close to this gargoyle so I can hit it with my short sword and then my claws.
Mm-hmm.
So my short sword, 19 to hit.
All right. You cleave a chip off the head of the strange smirking elf statue.
So that's 9 points of damage.
Okay.
And then a 21 to hit. For another 9.
All right. That statue, which has not even technically attacked yet, is starting to look crumbly already.
I thought we were supposed to destroy paintings, not sculptures. Just
I think here, war on art is what we were saying.
If we find a song, should we like yell really loud?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rip
up
the music.
Don't trust nothing.
Well, the statue, which is a gargoyle, is next. I think it is going to lash out at Jasper because you were that which attacked it most recently. It's going to open up with a claw attack on you. I rolled a 21 to hit.
Yeah, that'll do.
Claws slice across your arm, Jasper. 5 slashing damage. And then the horrible grimacing elf face kind of lunges out. Its neck kind of distorts slightly. It's very creepy. As it tries to bite you, I rolled a critical fail. It snaps at the air as you kind of move away from it.
Okay.
Townley.
Eldritch Blast, I guess, right?
Yeah, why not?
This will be 2 blasts. Do I roll twice for them?
I believe so. I believe it's 2 different attacks.
All right, here they come. 12 and a 13.
You manage to 2 holes in the tower. Lone Walker, you are just at this moment bursting out of the back door of the spa, and you see familiar beams of energy just puncturing holes. Looks like about the second story of the tower.
And I will take Falthrax by the hand and lead him downstairs. Let's go, all let's right. go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
I will say Falthrax has whatever your movement is. You and Falthrax are solidly downstairs in the middle of the foyer. How's that?
Great.
So you're taking this mission very literally.
Well, yes. I'll come back once he's through the portal and back safe in Candlekeep, but this is what we're told to do.
Yep. Lone Walker, you are just outside the the spa. You notice, I think it would be just immediately catch your attention, that there were two gargoyles over the standing kind of over the door to the tower. And one of them is not there anymore.
But the other one is.
The other one is.
I'm just going to go in, because I don't know if there's some sort of activation of it. It would be nice if I could just break it before it becomes alive, but I don't know how any of that works. So for now, I will just... Actually, can I roll to see if I know about how any of that works?
Yeah, give me a quick nature check. I don't know whether you want to think about gargoyles or you want to look at that gargoyle, which case would be perception.
I'm going to do a nature check because I'm thinking about the nature of gargoyles.
Yes, and yes, you are.
If you can, if they're sort of weak when they're in their statue state. An 18.
You know that when a gargoyle has the kind of ability to, when it remains motionless and is indistinguishable from an inanimate statue, they're not weaker in that form or anything. It's just, it's camouflage, right? And it suggests to you that probably one of those two gargoyles was an animated gargoyle, and one of them is not. The one that's still there is not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. So,
do you want to scamper down the path in the direction of your friends?
Yes. Although now I'm picturing Lone Walker scampering, and it's hilarious.
Do you want to stride purposely down the path in the direction of your friends?
Oh no, Lone Walker's scampering. He's big boy who's scampering.
Okay. We are back up inside the tower. It's Nyasa Nightweaver.
Fire seemed to do the trick. So, as we know, all situations can be improved with the addition of fire. I will attempt that again. And I have rolled 19 plus 2, 21.
That hits the gargoyle you're fighting in the kitchen.
Kitchen gargoyle. Everyone should have one. And that is an 8. And a 6, that is a 14.
Okay, looks like maybe two good hits would take that gargoyle down. Valente.
Okay, I realized I have two-handed fighting, so I can hit with my knife and my scimitar.
Okay.
And we're going to do that.
Are either of your knife or scimitar magic?
No, they are not.
Last turn. Got it.
Nope. Which makes me wonder if I should use my ice knife.
Well, I just heated the thing up. It seems like if you apply
crack
ice to it.
With my ice knife.
We can use physics.
Let's do that. Let's use my ice knife.
Physics has not been invented yet.
It still exists. It just hasn't been discovered.
Physics is a myth.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Monty or Townley. I don't know which of you is
the physics truther.
Yeah.
Townley shouts it as he goes down the stairs.
Yeah. We only know that the Queen of Air and Darkness has not provided us with physics yet, and therefore it is not existing. So,
17 to hit.
17 hits.
And we rolled a whopping 3 points of ice knife damage.
All right. It takes it. Anything else?
Nope. That is it.
Jasper.
I think I'm just going to repeat my short sword / claws attack.
And your short sword also not magical, I'm assuming.
No.
All right.
Short sword is a 14.
A 14 does not hit the gargoyle.
Okay. Claws. How about a 15 with my claws?
15 hits. You may have figured out the armor class of a gargoyle.
That's 6 points of damage.
All right.
I don't think I can disengage as a bonus action with this character. So I will stay here.
Okay. The gargoyle is next. Jasper is very focused on you. It tries to bite you. I've rolled a 15 to hit. It tries to claw at you. I have rolled a 17 to hit.
17 hits.
17 hits, 5 slashing damage. Townley, you are in the middle of the foyer. With a Falthrax loader who looks at you with auburn eyes and just says, there are others upstairs. I realize that this information is not arriving in a timely fashion. I'm so tired and old.
Other servants like you or other people we need to fight?
Other captives, but the sisters, they will be up on the roof or in the top chamber. That's where their nest is.
All right. Is there a place we can hide him in this room? Is there like a cabinet I can hide him, stick him in?
Yeah, there's a fancy armoire that is perfectly shaped to hold one dwarf.
Great. I open the armoire and say, hide in here. I go back upstairs.
Okay. Lone Walker, you see Townley head back up the stairs.
Hey, a gargoyle. I'm going to Eldritch Blast it.
Okay.
The one that's just the statue?
No, the one I think he means he's heading up back up to the kitchen. You arrive in the kitchen, Townley, to see your friends all beating the heck out of a statue that, you know is more than a statue.
I rolled a 12 and a 25.
That 25 will hit.
And it will do 7 damage.
All right. That statue is all kind of like it's moving like it's cheap stop motion. It looks all trembly and not good. Lone Walker, do you want to join the party on the second floor with this turn?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Lone Walker, you arrive on the second floor in the kitchen. As you are coming up the stairs, you hear the sound of one or more things coming down the stairs from above you.
Ooh. Okay.
So, yeah. You got that going for you.
That's interesting. Interesting. Okay, I was just checking if I had some sort of cool shield type thing.
Something that turns the stairs into fire or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Some perfect magic spell that you've been saving just for this moment.
I have something like that, but...
Oh.
Oh, wow. I think Lone Walker is... I will ready an action of... a swing of my Warhammer and the trigger. I feel like I'm doing an if this then that thing. And the trigger for this is something actually appearing within reach as it comes down the stairs.
All right. And you
with the caveat that, let me try that again.
Yeah.
Something that is.
Whatever I have to do to not turn this into a data structures class, you just did. Okay. So, like.
I just don't. It's also
take your quick sword and stuff it.
I just don't want to hurt anyone who's a good person. That's all. So,
okay. But what if they are ambiguous? Yeah. What if it's Nyasa Nightweaver?
Fair enough. Action readied.
Yes, action readied.
If they believe themselves to be a good person.
There you go.
Oh, but all of my bad guys also believe themselves to be good people. Nyasa Nightweaver, I think you are next.
I have realized what I should have been using all this time is I have a sneak attack, which does 3d6 damage, which I can trigger if I have another person standing next to the statue, which I do. So I can do an extra 3d6 damage to one creature you hit with an attack. So I an attack with a finesse or a ranged weapon. I'm going to try the my psychic daggers because they're kind of a weapon. And I will attempt, I think I actually get to do two of them. So... I will attack with one psychic dagger, and I rolled that's pretty good. An 18 plus 7, 25.
That'll hit.
And that does, well, it's going to do 4d6 plus 4 damage.
4d6?
Plus 4.
So that is...
That's 50.
Quite low. 8, 9, 10, 11, 15 damage.
All right. You plunge your dagger into the head of the gargoyle. It basically kind of, it just bursts into crumbled stone around the dagger as you have slain this animated statue that bared you ill will.
I never did like the cast of Star Trek Next Generation. So, as the dust falls, can we hear something clumping down the stairs?
Yes, indeed. In fact, you perhaps maybe hear a voice call out, Saith, what is going on down there?
Who can do the best imitation of a French accent?
Excuse me, a goblin accent.
Sorry, a goblin French accent.
That's in parentheses.
Well, does anybody speak goblin?
These episodes will never air in France.
I cannot speak goblin.
That is an excellent... Thank you for asking that question, Monty. Can any of you speak goblin? I think goblin would be required to do a convincing, safe imitation.
If only Elevor was here.
Yep.
No.
No. All right. I mean, good chat.
And somebody could shout up in common.
We could try.
So, Nyasa, I guess the question is, do you want to use a move action here, or are you just waiting where you are?
I am going to hide somewhere.
There's a lot of furniture knocked over in here, so you could find at least an improvised hiding space somewhere.
I'm going to hide. Do I need to roll to that for that?
Give me a quick stealth check.
24.
All right. You find a cabinet that you much too small to fit an assassin in, and yet somehow you are inside of it. Just to remind you of the kind of where you are, you're in the kitchen. You're on the second floor of the tower. This room, the kitchen, seems to basically take up about half of the floor of the tower. There is a spiral staircase that spirals up and down from here. Lone Walker has kind of taken up a position to guard against someone coming down the stairs. There are two doors on kind of either side of the kitchen that seem like they lead to rooms elsewhere on this floor of the tower. Nyasa is hidden. Valente, what would you like to do?
I am going to ready a spell so that if someone who I don't like comes through that stairway, mm-hmm. I'm going to throw a spell at them.
Remind me, how do you feel about your sister?
I kind of like her, but also don't like her, but I love her in my heart, so I wouldn't actually set a spell on her.
Got it.
But I might feel annoyed at the same time.
All right. You ready a spell. Jasper.
Where does... Like, is the stairway open?
Yeah, it's just an open spiral staircase that goes up.
Okay. So there's
Lone Walker's kind of blocking the passageway.
Nowhere to really hide from it in here.
Well, I mean, Nyasa found a cupboard.
I mean, Nyasa's stealthy. I guess I'm kind of stealthy too.
There are also two unexplored doorways.
And I'm worried about opening a door and making things worse.
That is what happens when people open doors.
I know. Yeah.
I had that same thought. Fling it open.
Yep. All right. I too will ready an action. if I or one of my allies is attacked, I'm gonna fire a dart.
Okay.
At the attacker.
Let's see. That brings us to Townley.
I am going to cast a spell named Armor of Agathys upon myself.
I don't even know what it is, but it has a cool name.
It gives me 5 temporary hit points. And if somebody hits me with a melee attack while I have those hit points, that creature will take 5 cold damage.
Okay. And it looks like you are standing in relative proximity to the tower stairs. I don't know if you still want to stay there or not.
Yeah, I want to stand where if somebody comes down the stairs, they will be able to hit me with a melee attack and then get crunched by all my party members who are preparing spells behind me.
Okay. I will tell you, Townley, as you are kind of, you and Lone Walker are kind of taking up position there where the stairs open into the kitchen. Townley, you hear footsteps coming from below as well. So there's somebody coming down the stairs and someone coming up the stairs in your position.
Okay.
Okay, that does not change your plan at all.
Nope, I will just stand there with a wild look in my eyes.
All right, I'm going to say that Townley and Lone Walker are holding the stairs such that nobody is getting into this kitchen without passing through Townley and Lone Walker. And the rest of you are hiding or have prepared spells and attacks from your vantage points around the kitchen. Who is about to arrive in this kitchen? Who comes from below? Who comes from above? What is the deal with this spa? How much worse could it get? And what about Saith? You think he's doing okay? I think about Saith a lot. For answers to questions such as these, tune in next time to Total Party Kill.
the Incomparable Podcast Network. Become a member and support this show today. TheIncomparable.com/members.